pay. Those are the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
When Benavides gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavides.
I'm the Boogeyman.
To everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Tarlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, hell of a fight. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavidez.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavidez.
Yo, he's a beast.
This brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love to do.
I got a lot of power, too, and I throw punches as much, and I don't get tired.
The jab leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat Charlo tomorrow, too.
The big Charlo want to get it, too?
So Charlo would be the alternative?
He don't want to get in the ring with me, because he's a pussy, that's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've never liked Caleb Plant. It's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant.
At the end of the day, I'm not nobody's friend. I don't want to be nobody's friend. I'm here to knock people out.
If you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name.
In this game, it really is kill or be killed. You know, it's either you or me, and I pick me all the time.
Finish him!
SPS promotion.
I'm the Boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs, joined alongside Daniel Alvarez, a.k.a. Ring Walk with Danny. Speaking of, definitely need to head on over to our YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and check out the second episode of, is it a Ring Walk Experience?
Ring Walk with Danny,
yeah, man. I seen that, man. You were chopping it up. I seen you with Jamel Herron. Who else was you with there? Jesus,
a lot of fans.
It's escaping my head now.
It was a lot of fans,
but you definitely was. Man, you guys got a good shot of the knockout. It was pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to Jimmy for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, champ. You know. That's up there. I want to say we had two parts for the Shakur fight, and we got another one. See, I didn't even know it was out. Look at that.
Jamel Herron is plus money this weekend.
Who's he fighting?
Jermaine Ortiz.
Oh, that's crazy because Jermaine Ortiz is not even a world champion. How is he the favorite? And Heron's looking good. I still follow him on Instagram. He's with Manuel Robles. Robles is so underrated as a trainer. I mean, he's really the guy that made Valdez a world champion at 26. He's the guy that made Andy Ruiz a champion. He's the guy that brought, Charles Martin back from his loss to Anthony Joshua and put him on a two-fight win streak. You know, he's underrated, bro. He's underrated. And, I wonder if he can breathe new life into the career of Jamel Herron. And listen, Jamel Herron's out here basically like a cat. He's on his ninth life. You know what I'm saying? He was with PBC and Team USA, picked up two losses over there, was able to dust himself off, try to get on top rank with BOMAC, become a world champion, get some defenses, have the biggest win over of his career with Carl Frampton, and then in a huge fight where he came up short against Shakur. Is he done? Can a prospect in Jermaine Ortiz really get the win who had a draw with Joseph Adorno? I don't know, man. I don't know.
He essentially moving up. I don't know exactly what weight they fighting at, but Jermaine Ortiz has fought as high as 141.
Yeah, he's big, but, I mean, man, I'm going to have to pull up highlights because, I mean, he was struggling, and I know – people get upset that I use that word, so maybe that's not You know, I'm just saying, if you ain't doing what we just seen, Bivol do to Canelo and Cordo do to Valdez and who else just got like a sweep. Because if his back is forth, it's back and forth. Like, you ain't sweeping, you ain't sweeping. You know what I'm saying?
I stand corrected. I do want to put the facts out there versus give a false information. He was 139. His opponent was 141. So he fought as high as 139. On more than one occasion.
Yeah, I mean,
Jamel, I'm sure, has fought close to that because he was at lightweight.
Well, he fought only as high as 135. Then he went down to 130, got a world title.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, he was at lightweight, but there wasn't a fight that he came in 137, 130, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
135 and a half is the highest weight he's ever came in at.
Maybe. I just think that I like the experience of Jamel. I don't know what Ortiz has done to make me believe that he's about to win. And you know, for those that don't know, Jermaine Ortiz isn't with any big promoter either. So I don't know that when it goes to the cards, he gets a decision. He's with Jimmy Birchfield or something from, like, Providence, bro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So why is it that you think...
It's CES Sports, I think it's called. CES Sports Promotions or some shit. I could look it up, though.
Why is it that you think...
That Herring is the underdog?
Yeah.
Age, just lost. But he didn't lose by knockout. Oh, yeah, he got knocked out by Core, right?
Yeah, it was
stopped. He got knocked out by Core. That's the first time he's ever been stopped. Shakurkov and whoever else beat him didn't stop him that I remember.
Miller, Darius Miller.
They didn't stop him.
No, they did not.
Yeah, I honestly do not understand why he's an underdog. I feel like it's a mistake. Give me a poll, man. Should he be the underdog? Not who you picking. Should he be the underdog to Jermaine Ortiz's biggest fight, Joseph Adorno? He got the win over Nahir Albright. And Albright, you know, people talked about him, but I don't think our community has gotten to see him. He's from that Philadelphia, New Jersey, you know, that tri-state, but lower New Jersey towards Philly and PA area, you know. So I don't know, man. But look, you know, Albright had good wins over Michael Dutchover and Jeremy Hill, you know. So Jermaine Ortiz, he gets credit for that, and that's his last performance. You're only as good as your last performance, because the one where he didn't look the best was an 8-rounder, which Top Rank set that up in favor of Joseph Adorno. They knew Adorno had issues making weight, so obviously the least amount of rounds, the better. You know, when you're struggling to make weight, that shows up in the late championship rounds. It's a good fight. It's crazy. 5'8". How tall is Herring?
Let's see.
5'10". I like Herring, bro. I fucking like Herring. Listen, you lose to a Shakur. You've been sparring Shakur. You've been sparring Terrence. You know, now you're getting a third look. You got a new trainer. You're in L.A. I don't know, man. He's got way more experience than this kid. This is a good pick, Bo. I don't know. Did you make the poll?
I did make the poll.
Let's see where we're at. What do you guys think, man? Should we lay some money on this? And that's not bad, man. That's almost 2-1 on a champ. That's a former champ. 2-1. Like, 100 gets me... fucking 180 plus my 100. I'm like, shit. That's, I don't know. That one got me thinking. For real. And at the very least, we could throw that in a parlay with David by stoppage.
And it's on ESPN, and Jermaine Ortiz been fighting on Showbox?
No, yeah, Jermaine Ortiz been fighting on Showbox.
So it's on Jamel Herring's
network.
Correct.
Yo, but he's the B-side, though.
Speaking of Jimmy, yo.
Jermaine Ortiz has been on ESPN, though, twice. This will be his second time because he fought Adorno on ESPN.
Yo, really quick, I ran into this cat. Said he knew you, like, way back in the day. Some dude, Jim.
Jim
Kelly?
Poof, I don't know, man.
No? So you also don't know the guy Jaime Munguia is supposed to fight in June?
No. That was a joke. Okay. No, but I did see that yesterday. I didn't know who the fuck Jimmy Kelly was. I thought when I first read it, I said, Jimmy Kimmel? What the fuck? I didn't know what was going on, bro. Listen, yo, that's what I said the other day.
How you go from allegedly being in talks with Charlo and Jacobs to fighting a guy we ain't never fucking heard of?
His resume, Jaime Munguia's resume ain't just terrible, though. Why?
At 60, it is. Okay, cool.
But at 60, he beat a former Triple G opponent, Camille Cesar-Menta. He beat Dervatinko opponent, Terriano Johnson. He beat Gary O'Sullivan, who Lara is about to fight. He beat Rosado, who is Sugar Shane Mosley Jr.'s best win. And then he beat Demetrius Ballard.
Yeah, man.
It's not terrible. It's a good resume. It's a good 160 resume, but it ain't what we want for sure.
Yo, so this dude, Jimmy Kelly, his biggest fight, let me tell you.
I don't know who Jimmy Kelly is.
His biggest fight is Dennis Hogan, and Liam Smith, and he fucking got knocked out. And then Dennis Hogan, and he lost that by decision.
Now, Liam Smith did knock out Jesse Vargas a couple weekends ago, so.
So a natural 154-pounder
knocked out a
natural 140-pounder.
Bro, I tried to look up Jimmy Kelly and found a 130-pounder.
No, bro, I had to, like, go on BoxRec and get it from...
That's what I'm looking, but
Active Fighters Only and shit like that. But there was, like, a lightweight that popped up for me in the beginning. I'm like, yo, yeah, some lightweight from the 50s. I'm like, not who I'm looking for. But, yeah, bro, I've never heard of Jimmy Kelly. I don't know, bro. I don't know what they're doing with Munguia. I almost feel bad for him because I liked him, bro. Let's not forget. Bro, you remember, I feel like the first time we really heard of Munguia or that his name was making a lot of noise was when he was in talks to fight Triple G.
Correct, after beating Saddam Ali.
And you know Nevada, no, it was before that.
Right before, and he had been, what, he fought Saddam Ali instead of fighting Triple G.
Because,
right, so
you know, Nevada, did not approve him. The commission.
They thought
he was
too young. Like that, man.
What?
Nevada.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Never
so they didn't approve the fight.
I'm
tomato,
never
tomato,
say Nevada,
a fucking
Nevada.
State running out of water. You know, like
it's California, like, Nevada. It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not bring up water.
The California of the East, or East of Cal. I don't know, but look, bro. I don't even know what the fuck we was talking about.
Munguia and the fight that didn't get approved in Nevada.
Yeah,
they thought he was too young.
Yeah, he was like 20 at the time. But it was almost a blessing in disguise because he didn't get sacrificed and, you know, he didn't get killed by Triple G. That was a prime Triple G at that time.
Triple G would have put paws on
bro,
it, too. Looking at it back then, I thought Munguia could potentially win, but now Munguia, Triple G would have put hands on that dude.
Bo, dude, am I remembering correctly? Was that when Canelo popped hot and they were trying to find a replacement opponent?
No, it was before all that. I think it was definitely before all that.
Nah, champ. Let me check BoxRec. So that
we got to go do some research.
That was May of 2018 when that fight happened. So let me check. When did he fight Saddam Ali? I'm sorry. Let's see. Because I want to say it was for that fight. Damn, I can't even find Jaime Munguia on BoxRec. Did I spell it wrong?
Yeah, he spells
like
his name Jaime.
So I have a question for you guys because I've been trying to...
No.
All right. Good to know. For this weekend's fight with Benavidez, I've been hearing from people that it shouldn't even go past the third round for David.
The over under is at -120 for 4.5 rounds.
So halfway through the fifth.
Mm-hmm. And the under is 4.5 at +100.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the over.
Under 4.5 is plus money for David.
I'm taking the over on that because I ain't never seen David with like one punch knockout power. It's more so punch volume.
No, I'm taking the under. Only reason I'm taking the under, and I agree with you, is 1,000% the punch volume. But bro, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't know David Lemieux was still an active fighter.
He's been fighting like five, nondescript fights.
Yeah. So It was actually indeed that fight, Bo. It was the...
It was a replacement.
Yeah, it was when...
I didn't realize it was 2018.
2018, when Canelo popped hot, they tried to bring Jaime in to fight Triple G. Nevada denied him. Triple G then goes to California with Ness and fights Vanes, right? That was the Vanes fight you did when she was out there at the StubHub. So that's crazy. I just saw Charlo fight there, so I could only imagine what a Triple G fight. I could only imagine what that was like, the Triple G fight there.
So few things. We kind of took our foot off the gas, reminding people to subscribe, and we're slowing down. Right now we're at 140,461. So at least for today, let's go ahead and round off to that 145, you know, 140.
And 500.
Let's just start there to get the engines going back. But I am happy to say we're now at 580% more views than usual on our channel. So, you know, we continue to go up. I also want to say we finally booked our first fighter that we're flying in. We're going to fly in John Ramirez. Probably none of you know him. He had a very exciting knockout over the weekend on DAZN. He goes by the name of Scrappy Boxing. Look at the way this guy's looking at me.
So I definitely don't know John Ramirez, but I know Scrappy.
Okay.
And so obviously I saw the messages last night.
I did see that too. I'm like,
you know,
bro, somebody
like,
hacked
the
my.
Fuck? Yeah. Nah.
I thought somebody hacked my account again because somebody hacked my like Chick-fil-A. It's saying I got an Xbox on the way. All this random stuff, and then it's like a flight information. I'm like, bro.
I just want to say be careful.
I'm not clicking it.
I just want to say be careful because what you're talking about right now. I had one of our listeners. I believe his account was hacked, but he messaged me and somebody I've already been in communication with. Messaged me like, yeah, bro, click the link, cryptocurrency. And I'm like, oh, shit, they got him.
Listen, every time I get a DM and they're like, hey, I need you to vote for me. Click that link and vote for me. I'm like, come on, bro, they got you.
It's not a virus, I promise. Just click it.
Yeah.
No, you know what, though? Let me tell you, that happened to one of my friends.
All these fighters get hacked.
That happened to one of my friends, and same shit. Like, I need you to vote. I called him, like, yo. The fuck is this? She's like, no, I'm actually doing a modeling thing, blah, blah. But she models, it made sense. But I was like,
yeah, you
got to
screen
it.
Yeah,
you
got to screen it.
Two-step authentication.
Bro, something happened to my Discord, and it messaged a lot of people in there. And, like, Big Fish Vega, for example, hit me up like, hey, bro, did you get scammed or is this really you? It was like talking about teaching a coding class.
Oh, man. What you doing? You clicking shit. You want, what kind of Discords you
no,
in?
No, honestly, I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you,
the
both.
Traveling, like, throw me off because I live in a rhythm. But when I'm traveling and, like, moved out here and different stuff like that, I have to re-log into all my accounts and all that stuff and just minor mistakes happen. I don't know what I didn't hit or click.
Hold on. Yeah. He's seen some fat booty in some Discord group.
Yeah.
And
Bo,
that shit done
Bo, hold on.
Killed his
Bo,
phone.
Real quick, bro, why would you have to, like, re-log into your shit? What you mean?
So when you go,
he,
like,
got multiple phones, this guy.
I do got multiple phones. But when you go state to state, when you out of an area that you typically log in, your phone going to realize
it
makes you, like, log in again, like, or do a two-step verification asking, is this you, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
Rule in the 504 saying coding with Bo.
Trust me.
Yeah, Bo, do we get discounts on
do
the
not
coding
click,
class?
If it says anything regarding me and coding, do not click it because it ain't me.
Yo, have
even
you
though
ever,
it might be my account.
Ness, have you ever been scared of that?
Of what?
Like, somebody hacking you?
Bro, I don't click none of
that
shit.
No. Bro, I feel like...
I took it personal with a dude. Like, he hit me up, and he like, yo, click this link or whatever. And I'm like, bro, you got hacked? And he's like, nah, man, I'm just, you know, I need you to vote. So obviously, I knew the scam, so I never clicked it. Then, you know, months later, he come back. He like, yo, man, nah, that wasn't me. I got hacked. I'm like, nah, bro. You should watch your phone better. You know what I'm saying? Because you try to set me up,
I
man.
Had an actual guy that I sold a car to. We became friends, whatever. And he actually, like, sells trading cards and sells shoes. And he make, like, 100K plus a year. And he, like, maybe 18, 19 years old.
Damn.
But one day he hit me up talking about investing in this, that, and other. I'm like, bro, I don't want to invest with you. I think you do really good with the shoes. I'll be more interested in learning about that. And then he, like, sent me all these other messages. I'm like, this couldn't be him.
Right.
It couldn't be him.
Yo,
I'm going to give you the best piece of advice. Here's the best piece, and this is how I always get them. Mm. What is my name? Mm. They'll never know. Right. I promise you, I've been doing this so long. I'm on Instagram and Twitter so long that 99% of the people that get hacked, like you said, I already have a communication. Like, there's literally a conversation there. So once you see something strange, what's my name? They'll never. What you mean, bro? Come on. Yo, I literally had someone try to voice message back, and it was Indian. Like, he literally tried to, like, talk slang with his Indian accent. And I'm like, yo, this guy is hilarious.
You gotta copy John Orlando. Like, he gets all into it with these, like, scammers and stuff. Like, he'll have full-fledged.
Me too. Danny knows.
Yeah, and that's the show.
It's so fun.
I don't have time for that shit. And it's just crazy because, bro,
they be like, you want to get verified?
Let me tell you. We in the Western Hemisphere, right? I think Chicago's like the capital of scamming in the Western Hemisphere.
Mm.
And bro,
my Chick-fil-A account, somebody from Chicago.
Bro, I'm like,
they were literally there buying food.
Wait, how do you got a Chick-fil-A account?
What do you mean, boy? The point?
Yeah, the point. Yeah. I just went last night and got like a free meal, dude.
I could eat free Chick-fil-A the rest of like this week and next week.
Well, not no more. They done took your points.
Well, they took some of my points. But they gave me credit. They, like, gave me a Chick-fil-A card worth of credit for, like, $150. Because dude literally ordered, like, cookies, mac and cheese.
Damn.
Bro, it's the lunch you
went
today?
He and went I'm like, ham on your points.
I told the people, I'm like, I'm in Nashville at work. There's no way that I could be in Chicago buying all this stuff. They were like, well, he's at the store. And he said, you his uncle. I'm like, I'm not his uncle. I don't know that. I've never been to Chicago.
Hey, yo, that's crazy. At least Chick-fil-A got instant fucking alerts and shit. My man was at the register. They hit Bo up.
No, it said your order is ready.
Oh, wow.
Ignorant Boxing says, what kind of code do you teach, Bo? JavaScript or C++?
I actually studied some JavaScript and some Python as well, but I don't know anything enough to teach anyone.
You just gave validation to your scammer now. Now they really going to think it's
Bo. Yeah, Bo really is trying to teach
you. They already like, oh, Bo got multiple phones.
Let me get to some of these. We got Mike Henry. He says, good morning, fellas. Putting my bed in again for look this guy. I guess he meant like.
I like look this guy.
Yeah.
I had some.
Hey, just want to remind everybody to not just subscribe to the Boxing Boys, but head over to Nestor Gibbs. What is it? Yeah, Nestor Gibbs.
Yeah,
right?
Nestor Gibbs YouTube channel. And subscribe. We have a release date for my first episode. Right now you can catch some shorts on the channel, but the episode will be released May 24th. It's about a week from now at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, I'm hoping all you guys go ahead
and the name of that channel
check
again?
It out. Can you screen share?
What is it? No, I'm saying the name of the show right now.
Oh, the name of the show right now.
Right now, it's Cut It with Nestor Gibbs. We're screen sharing. Right there. And that is going to be the first episode.
Damn, bro. 200. You got 200 subs in one day? I was going to tell everybody to get you to 2K because you was at 1.99 yesterday.
That's where all the subs went. He thought they was just not paying attention to the Boxing Boys. Nah, they going to Nestor Gibbs' page.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. We need to create a Patreon and get approved for members so that we could, get guest ideas. Because now this is your show, Bo.
What is? The Boxing Boys?
No, this one. Got it. Because, Kian is no longer here. You're the new Kian, buddy. So Kian got me this supermodel with 1.4 million subscribers.
So the bar is already high.
Followers.
I thought Danny said he was going to produce it yesterday.
Produce what?
Why are you getting scared, bro?
I ain't getting scared. You said you want to raise? Then Danny was like, I'll do it.
No, that wasn't the production, though.
Mm. Bo scared. Whatever. Catch me on this episode being released. It premieres May 24th. Looking forward to your feedback and obviously your support on this new venture.
Yo,
today we're here.
Rue, some of these comments is hilarious. Let me tell you. Rue says, stealing the Lord's chicken? Question mark? It's shaking my head.
Mm.
Yo.
Definitely did.
Second time I tried to go to Chick-fil-A, I didn't know the whole Sunday thing.
Yeah.
So I was so excited, bro. It was the first time I was in Texas, first time I could leave the base. So I'm like, bro, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Pulled up. I'm like, no line. Yes. It was Sunday.
Yeah, definitely no lie on Sunday.
Jordan Kenchi says no Chick-fil-A in Australia, bro. Don't worry. Just hit me up, man. I'll bring you some. I'll bring you some. You know, it's going to be a little cold, but I'll bring it to you.
So our vote from 2 days ago, community page, can you screen share? Says Jermell Charlo is undisputed. Where should he be on the pound for pound list? We have 6,800 votes.
A lot of votes.
But I don't see how to tell which one is in the lead.
Click on the three dots.
Make your
where?
Pick. Make,
oh, right here?
Yeah. Is there like,
no, that's just report.
Make your pick, and I think the rest of them should pop up. So where you think he should be? Nah, he...
Ness, where you at, champ?
Where you at, champ? Uh-oh.
I think he belongs under Earl. I mean, above Earl. Above Earl.
I got him above Earl.
So, okay,
think,
let's do
think,
it.
I don't think you got
we'll
him
put,
where I got him.
We'll put Usyk, Crawford, Canelo.
Charlo.
That's where I got him. I
Mel.
Or you want to put or you want to put Bivol in your top five?
I got Bivol at 10.
Wow.
I got Bivol
at
10.
So we got Usyk, Crawford, Canelo.
I'm with you so far.
Jermell.
I'm with you. Yeah, you could be there.
Josh Teller.
Oof. Mm. I got Josh Teller a little lower, but continue.
He's undisputed.
Yeah, but the guy I got at five, I feel like, has done more.
Who you got at five?
Fury.
Mm. You're putting a heavyweight in there.
Yeah.
Only reason Usyk's in mine is because he moved up.
Yeah, but for,
Fury can't move up.
I
man.
Know, but for Fury, to me, you know, beat Klitschko in the unified champ, has that layoff, comes back, and then...
But he's a heavyweight.
No, he is.
Can't move up.
He
Usyk showed why he's pound for... But I get you. That's your list. Yeah, I'm going to go with... I think I had... So I had him top five then, right? Because I had...
You had Mel at four. And
yeah,
then...
so I have him top five. Is there anyone that can be in front of him?
So
because Josh Teller, you can't put him in front because he after he undisputed, he had the controversial fight with Jack Catterall.
So can I read you mine really quick?
Sure.
All right. So, and this is in order. Bud,
mm-hmm.
Usyk, Canelo, Jermell Charlo, Tyson Fury, Errol Spence, Shakur, and Inoue Taylor Bivol. And then honorable mentions right there, Better Be is. Tank is there. Fulton is there. Triple G and then Akhmadaliyev. You know, to me, Fulton and Akhmadaliyev having – I think Fulton is closer to getting in than Akhmadaliyev is. I just think that, you know, him fighting that – he fought – he became champion. Like, he beat Angelo Leo. Okay, I get that. But he, you know, fought the champion to become champion and then fought another champion to become unified. I get that Akhmadaliyev beat Danny Roman, who was the unified champ, but it's like you beat one guy, you know, and to me, Fulton beat two. Neither one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but Madaliyev became unified champ in like eight fights.
I get that. I just felt that.
Fulton has how many?
Don't know his record off the top of my
head.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, you got to give the dudes to do it in shorter time more credit. But I'm not trying to do under the top five. I think I'm good with that so that I could put Mel there. I'm just trying to make sure there's not another undisputed male without controversy.
20-0 is Fulton.
Yeah, but...
And look, that means my man did it in 12 less fights?
So No. He did it in 18.
So 18 less?
No. I'm saying... Fulton became champion at his 18th world...
Unified.
No. Became world champion.
That's what I'm saying. I'm comparing the unification because Madaliyev...
I'm sorry, 20th fight then. It was unification.
Exactly, because Madaliyev, he went into one fight to get two belts in eight fights, right? Am I right on that? Because I don't want to be saying the wrong number.
I'll tell you right now. One second.
So I'm going to go with top five. I can't think of anybody else that's undisputed that could possibly bump.
He did it in seven fights.
Look at that shit. Seven fights. Come on, man. He belongs, man.
Well, he was 7-0 going into
And what was the decision? What was the decision? Stoppage or what?
No, it was a split decision.
Split? All right, yeah. So we got to see how Fulton does.
It was split 115, 113 across the board. So 2, 4, Do we not? Can I screen share this?
Well, he got to click. He got to click the button before we change.
Oh yeah, you right. Now let's click the top five so we can
so,
see where we at.
So Usyk, Charlo. I mean Usyk, Crawford, Canelo.
Then you had Mel.
Mel. So I mean, I really can't put nobody in front of him. He's in the top five. Unless you put Fury, then he's still in the top five because that pushes Earl further down.
See, and so four.
I don't put Fury.
So 4, 5, 6, 7 for me is Mel, Fury, Spence, Shakur. So, you know, I just think that it's also like.
Damn, so you put Shakur, but no Akhmadaliyev. You're
now
terrible.
I see why you don't bet.
There goes four. I picked top five. So, look, that's everybody believes he's top five. I'm glad I went with the general consensus.
Yeah.
Let's see some of these comments. Should we read the comments? Comment creeping, bring that back.
Hold on really quick just to answer your question. Uh-huh. Yes, to me.
Take that down.
Shakur beating a champion in Jamel Hare coming off the best performance of his career against Carl Frampton, that fight in Dubai, unbelievable. So, yes, the way Shakur did it to me, two division, let me remind you, he's not just one. So two division, you become champion at 26, move up, fight the champion, beat the champion.
No, you won. You won right there. I forgot that Medaliev is only a one division champ. That was a simple win, and that's what I mean. Accolades move you on the list. How many titles held? How many title defenses? How many unifications? How many divisions? You know. So, should we read some of these comments? Or should we keep it moving?
No, I think
does it look interesting?
What?
No, I was gonna say because I know you've discussed bringing back the comment creeping shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you want to add that maybe, or do you want? Because you're talking about possibly looking at them now.
Add it where?
I mean, as an actual segment, or how was it before? I've never.
It used to be a Patreon only show.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the issue with comment creeping is like a producer or associate producer needs to find like five good comments. Because right now, like I would just be scrolling or reading anything.
Jorge Santiago with the $15 super chat said, Ness, they gifted Adorno the draw. Ortiz should have won that fight. And he's the favorite because he's younger, stronger, and hungrier. This might be the last we see of Herring. Spin that wheel, son.
Speaking of spinning the wheel, for those that are just joining us, Bo, let them know what's on the wheel. What is this wheel about, and how do they participate?
So to get a crack at...
Give us a full screen, Austin.
So to get a crack at spinning the wheel, of course, it requires a $10 super chat.
We can take the number down or no?
If you were to land on the Benavidez, well, any boxing glove or a hat, at that point, an additional $5 will be required because they are $15 items on the wheel. We also have smoke break on there, which it takes three of them for us to actually take a smoke break. We got the Akin Barak t-shirt on there. We got the TBV hoodie. We got the TBV t-shirt. And then we got the TBV keychain and baddie of the day. Baddie of the day, to enter a submission to that, join our Discord. And we have a section called Boxing Baddies. That's where you will be able to enter your submission for the baddie of the day.
Speaking of signed gloves, Bo,
mm-hmm.
We were on a hunt yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Actually did a great job.
Actually, we also have, we're going to take that wheel down, and we're going to put a new item on the wheel, in a autographed signed hat by Laura. So all you need to do to keep it simple, because I know he gets, just put another black hat, but say Laura on it. Because we got a signed Shoe Palace by Laura and a signed Laura
glove. And it's
and
not a regular glove.
No.
It is a custom
TBV,
you know,
and
signature glove.
And custom TBV signature glove in collaboration with
Sabas.
Because that leather is so smooth.
So do want to give us, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You know, a lot of companies won't do what Sabas did. What they did, as you see, no branding for them. It's all the Boxing Voice. The branding for them is on the inside. Most companies wouldn't do that,
yes.
Bro. So shout out to Sabas. A very not just is it a good product, but you know, good quality, and it looks very.
The leather's super soft. But just like we told you about the suede on the hat, someone will be calling in to say, damn, I got my signature glove, and it was so butter soft. It's like that Pele Pele leather, you know, from my old heads. But speaking of the boxing baddie, I do hope that it lands there because I found a boxing baddie that I know y'all don't know. I mean, I put it in there already, so I'm sure they all like, and I did it the correct way with the link.
So you saying you automatically win because you the king? Of-
no.
Okay, okay.
I'm actually trying to find it, but did it get deleted?
You can't show it till we land on it.
No, I know. I'm trying to find the channel. I don't see
I want to be surprised, too. If we land on it, I want to like look at it on the big screen. I've seen that in other stuff. But yeah.
Bo, in the meantime.
Oh, there it goes.
In the meantime, do we have, it looks like we got some more super chats, right?
Some more super chats. Let, I have to.
Well, we never spun the wheel after we told them what the wheel was about.
Okay, so let's do that first.
Good catch. Running like a well-oiled machine this morning, bro.
Yeah, I found a boxing baddie.
One entry for Jorge Santiago into the Yoelvis Gomez glove raffle because that was a $15 super chat. Congratulations, my brother.
I found a boxing baddie that definitely belongs in the section, and she actually boxes, and I'm pretty sure nobody knows her, which is crazy. Well, when I say nobody, maybe not nobody. Maybe definitely a lot of people.
So I guess we'll have to wait and see just in case we do land.
Did you see that DM? It looks like Carmel Moulton is here. Did we have him scheduled today?
Yes, sir.
That's I thought you said – oh, that's the 7. Yeah. Okay.
That answers my question.
Which ones?
I'll text it to you. You ain't get it? Oh, is that what you were telling him to text his phone for?
No, that was different.
Oh, okay. But yeah, champ, so it looks like we will have amateur standout Carmel Moulton on the show. Ness, I seen you hollering at Leonard Ellaby yesterday, champ. How did that go?
Not as well as it went for the best boxing, no, best women's boxing podcast, period. But hopefully we get them in studio. But you can check out our sister channel, the best boxing.
Best women's boxing show, period.
I'm sorry, man. Just follow Cynthia Conti or DeAndre LaBeouf, and you'll get a direct link. We just wanted to, you know,
yeah,
give out the...
The name
showed them some
show.
Love. Yeah. Showed them some love. They actually had Leonard in studio
yesterday, last night. Actually,
it was very depressing. You know, I had to go.
You know who else was here last night? Randy Couture.
No, don't. I'm so mad. The one day I leave the fucking studio early, Randy Couture is in the fucking building.
Yeah, that was late though. Let me tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was
bro.
Like 7.
Oh, okay. I thought it was later than that because when I saw the picture being posted, it was like 8 something.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, man.
He's
right?
The guy who beat the boxer in the UFC.
Right. Oh, that's the guy that beat fucking James Toney?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cheater. He's a cheater.
How's he a cheater? He won it.
Bro,
in his
fought,
sport.
He fought a fucking geriatric, man.
Randy Couture's pretty old back then.
Bro, no way, bro. Fucking James Toney.
I don't
barely
know.
Speak.
No, when was that fight, bro?
That was actually a while ago. How old was James Toney now?
Bro, James Toney is like old. 80 right now.
All right, I'll look into this.
He's definitely as old or older than Evander.
I know. Let's see. James Toney is currently.
Crazy.
Oh, shit. It don't. Damn, it don't.
He's so
okay,
old.
So right now, Randy is 58. So he is probably at, like early 40s. When this happened?
Let me see. James Toney doesn't say I'm on box, right? Let's see. James Toney.
Bro,
right
James, I remember, bro, I was in boxing. He was
damn.
Already punchy, man. He's super duper punchy and overweight, like
yeah.
overweight.
Overweight?
I mean, Randy Couture is older.
Bro, James Toney was a career middleweight.
Oh, okay.
Probably 54 when he started.
54 when
so,
he started.
So Randy is older?
By five what? Years.
Randy's older?
By
yeah.
5 years.
Holy shit. He has better skin. That's crazy.
Bro, let me tell you. Damn, James Toney didn't his last fight was in 2017.
Bro, he still these guys
and he
still,
won too. That's
they
crazy
still be
thing.
Trying to fight.
Who did he fight though?
Yeah, Mike Shepard. I don't know who that is, but you know.
Looks like we got a Cash App long time ago from CYP. Actually, no, 2 minutes ago. 2 minutes ago. for the counter punch.
What up, what up, what up?
What up? Buenos dias.
Yo, you know, I was looking something up because I heard my man Bo give compliments to Jaime Munguia's resume. And I remember how on the back call he was going off on Charlo's resume. So I did my research, as I always do. These are the rankings of Jaime Munguia's 160-pound opponents. 31, 22, 39, inactive today and was knocked out by Derevchenko, 75, and 773. This is Charlo's, 11, 14, 4, 10, 7, 20, who was a replacement, and number 11. If you're ever going to say Jaime Munguia has an okay resume at 160, you should never be shitting on Charlo's resume at 160. I'm tired of the double standard shit when it comes to the Charlo's. One of my mans had to go through it, and now he's undisputed. Now it's time to put some respect on Maul's name. If y'all don't want to, cool. I'll fight this battle again by myself, all the way to the top. I don't mind that shit. But get it right. Put some respect on it.
All right, champ. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Yeah, so James Toney was a career 60 pounder. Nuss.
Not 50, he didn't start at 54?
No.
Not even a start at 54?
No. Lowest he went was 57.
Not even a start at 54?
Not even.
No start.
None.
No sparring at 50. No. Let me pull up this questions post for our first guest. If you want to ask him a question, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice or come right here to our chat where I will be posting the live link in the live chat.
But while Bo gets our guest in,
who is
amateur sensation, I don't even know how many time world champion Carmel Moten.
23 vests. That's a lot. That's so much, right? Is
yes,
that
indeed.
Not a lot?
That is a lot. Yes, indeed.
Oh, check.
Oh.
Phil Walk Danny.
All right.
What's up, Mr. Moten?
Hey, how's it going?
So how are you?
Good, good.
So those are your Kenichi Bear headphones, huh?
Yes, sir.
How are they? They sent me a pair. I haven't received them yet. Are they nice and loud?
Yeah, I like them.
That's what's
They're
up.
Nice.
So how are you?
I'm doing good.
Whoa, Danny.
Jesus. Just trying to get them.
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah. I just don't want you to spill that coffee.
Nah, the coffee.
So, champ, 23 times amateur champion?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot. Those are all national wins?
I got 17 national champs and then about 23 just little championships.
Wow. So what is the – who's – are you – is your dad who's in your corner?
My dad's my number one help. He always there for me. And then I got people at Middle of the Boxing Gym. They always help me out. And just a lot of people always just, you know, help me out. But my dad's definitely number one.
So do you and your father have a plan? Do you plan on trying for the Olympics, or are you the Devin Haney going to go pro at 17 or 18? What is your goal?
Goal is probably definitely go to pro in the near future, in the next few years, and take it to the top from there.
So you're thinking of turning pro in the next few years?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a top-ranked situation. They love signing 16- and 17-year-olds. I don't know if you've heard of Gabriel Flores Jr., Xander Zayas. Those are very young fighters that they signed. Okay, so in a few years, so what would you be doing in the meantime? Is there anything that you are – any goals that you have in the in-between time?
Right now I'm on Team USA, the junior team, so – we'll see with the amateur boxing, try to fight international a few times, and then go pro after that.
Okay.
Take it to
the top. Carmel, I'm curious because, bro, you've had some attention on you for years now, right? And very young, but a large social media following. How have you been able to deal with it? Because it's been, I first heard about you, when I saw you walk in, I was still expecting like the little kid I first saw. You know, how are you able to deal with that? I'm sure it's a lot of pressure.
Just try to stay focused the whole time. My dad makes sure to keep me on the right path. Just stay focused, keep training hard, just try to stay humble.
What are some fighters that maybe you've came up with in the gym that you've looked up to that have maybe took you under their wing and taught you a bit of the game?
Definitely Floyd. We got a few pros over there, maybe with the boxing gym. They helped me out a lot. Kevin Johnson, they helped me. Andrew Tapedi, all them. The Mayweather fighters, they always helped me out a lot. They showed me a lot of love. Yeah.
What's that been like for you? Because obviously you just mentioned Floyd, and that's where I first saw you, you know, in his gym, and there was a lot of footage from years ago of you and through the years. So what's that been like, you know, from a very young age to be able to have some sort of relationship with TB Floyd Mayweather?
It's definitely cool. It's an amazing experience. It helps me stay focused, you know, that I got somebody that looks that you know, just looks at me like that, and he's so big in the sport, and he wants to help me out and put his time into me, so it makes me want to train harder, make him proud, make my dad proud, just yeah,
be able to put on for the sport. What's your amateur record now?
I'm 120. I got like 5 losses, and if it's
damn, that's crazy, man. Thurman had like 120 and then turned pro. Like, you're still going. Wow.
What so
but Broner had over 300.
Yeah. So obviously the amateur style and pro style is completely different. Is there any concern, or do you think you'd be able to adjust well to the pro style?
I think I'll be able to adjust pretty well because I'm already sparring pros on the daily, like every week. I spar like 20 rounds with pros all day at Mayweather gym. So yeah, I think it'll be just easy.
What's the biggest name you've sparred?
Definitely Tank.
Mm.
I sparred him before the Isak Cruz fight. It was a cool experience.
How much you weigh?
125.
Okay, so not too far. Yeah. Not too far in difference. What was that like for you?
Wait, but you weigh 122 or you fight at 122?
125.
I fight at 125.
So you walk around. When you were sparring Tank, you was how much?
I was 125. It was a week before my nationals and a week before his fight. So.
Oh, so you was light. So he ain't go full force.
Nah, not really.
Yeah.
But what was that like for you, and what were you able to learn from that experience?
It was great. It was amazing. I learned some of his tricks, you know, stuff that he got. I learned about his little defensive moves. I learned that he's a lot better skillful fighter than people think. And it was amazing.
How was, and like Ness said, I'm sure he ain't take it 100%, but how was that power? I'm sure you felt something.
I felt it a few times. Yeah. He tried to hurt me with some body shots, but I took it well. It wasn't too much. But yeah, he definitely got some power. I felt it.
And how old are you now?
15.
15. Wow.
Would you say that was the most power you felt in a sparring match?
Yeah, probably I'd say that.
It's crazy how everyone says the same. You know, we had Sean Porter in here, and, you know, he said after sparring Tang, he's like,
it's real.
It's real. You know, and then who we had someone else. I mean, everybody yeah, that has sparred him definitely feels that it's real. So are you orthodox or softball?
I'm orthodox.
Okay, okay.
It's the do-rag knockouts for me, bro. When you're not knocking people out and sparring with the do-rag on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
Bro, it looked good, man. It looked good. And then you, one of the first fighters I ever seen, as young as you are, stopping people and sparring regularly.
Yeah.
How does that feel to know you withhold that type of power? And you got that type of skill, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes it's combination punching. But you got a specific, you know what I'm saying, where you, like, maybe step back and catch them with a big right. It's a little move you got. I see some different moves that you do over and over, but it keep working.
It feels great. You know, I believe in my skills. You know, I put in the work every day. And just, you know, it pays off as sparring because people don't really work as hard as me, I feel. And then in the later rounds, they be tired. I'm still fresh.
Is your dad your trainer?
Yeah.
All right. Because I seen when you exercise and work out with him a lot. And then it looked like you, like, took a layoff for a while at one point. Like, I didn't see much of you. But then you came back. I thought you had literally quit boxing.
It was a 2-year break.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time. What happened?
We were supposed to take a year off, and then I hurt my arm, and then COVID hit, so it just started piling up, and then it just kind of got delayed, but now we're back.
So what would you do in that 2 years? Any running, or did you try to keep your weight in the same, or did you just let it be?
Well, I was still in the gym. I just wasn't competing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were still training every day. Not every day, but still training boxing. Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's why it wasn't too hard for me to come back.
So the break was more a COVID thing?
It was the arm first, then COVID, you were saying? Okay. Mm-hmm. So arm injury first, obviously get that took care of, and then COVID. It seemed to be like that for numerous people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, I'm going through your Instagram page right now, and I see myself.
What?
At Tanks Media Workout for the East Side Cruise fight, but.
You would only find yourself.
Well, no, I was just scrolling. Oh, I see. So did you and Shakur get work? Or?
Nah.
Okay.
I sparred his nephew over there.
Who?
Zaquin Moses.
Okay. Zaquin,
what about little Manny the Great?
Yeah, you ain't ever get no work with Manny?
Manny's good. He's a good fighter. I'm a little bigger than him, though.
You are?
Yeah. He's fights at, I think, 110.
Manny too small.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He definitely
got skills, though. Soon, one day, we're going to work, definitely.
I like it.
Keyshawn Davis was speaking highly of you. He was talking about, because Martin Luther, his guy.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And I guess
he's number two in the country, right? Martin Luther, he behind you?
Yeah, he right behind. And then I broke the news to Keyshawn that you had just beat Martin Luther like the day previous. And he was like, for real? He likes you a lot, but Martin Luther was his guy, and then you beat him. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to break that bad news to him. What you think about Martin Luther?
He's good. He's a good fighter. Kind of one-dimensional for me.
Understood.
He can't go backwards, I don't think. So I know how to just, keep my feet moving, pushing back. He don't know what to do. So, came with a good game plan.
Is there any fighter that you meet, like, these days you meet now that, I don't want to say, like, what's the word, starstruck you, but is there a fighter that you've met recently, you like, for the first time, like, damn, like, I can't believe I just met so-and-so? And the only reason I ask is because, I've seen pictures of you for years, with Evander and Errol and Floyd and, the who's who in boxing. So, does it affect you at all, or is it just like, oh, it's just another guy?
I still get a little nervous around Floyd sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Because, he's so big in the sport. He's like the king of our generation.
Yeah, but why would you get nervous, though? If you think about it, he's had you under his wing to an extent for how many years? Like, what is it to be nervous about now?
I just look up to him a lot. So, I get a little starstruck around.
So is it like you still want to impress him? You still want to make sure
Exactly. So would you... So moments like him tying your gloves up in the gym, are those still moments that you cherish and embrace? Because even though you've known him for a while, it's like, I can't take this for granted.
Yeah, that was a special moment for me. Every time he shows me love is always a special moment for me, It just motivates me every day.
Austin, can I get a screen share, please? I find this very funny how this is you jumping rope next to Gervonta Davis.
Holy smoke.
2017, so this was before his fight with Fonseca leading into the Mayweather-McGregor card. But ain't that funny that you see yourself here jump roping next to Tank? He was already a world champion up to this point. And
now you're sparring him. That's insane. Look how small you are next to him.
That's when I got introduced.
Yo, but that's how you know you're going to be a champ, man. If you ain't in the gym that early... It's very hard, Shout out to the Peter Quillins and the Brian Jennings of the world to do it with 19 amateur fights and turn pro, man, and make it to world title shots or championship fights, where they do become champions. But you being in there so early, that's going to definitely get you a spot.
You got a beat down, know what I'm saying? You can screen share, Danny.
Oh, some sparring.
Bro, look at this. Oh, my fucking God. This is nuts. This is nuts to me, bro.
And now you're sparring him.
And this was, Tank was
out. Is that Kanye in the back?
No, I'm joking. Tank was out here. I remember this card. he fought. This is when they used to do those fights on Spike. You remember?
Yeah.
And I remember Tank fighting. He was like the opening bout. It was like Tank, then like Ashley Theophane, and then like I left. I went to see Tank, and then I left. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. And, you know,
what's crazy is that you ain't like it after you looked at it and left. What the fuck is wrong with Danny? I swear he always, he like, yo, I can't like it. That was from 2017. I'm like,
oh, no. I'm just trying to find more shit. I'm going
to
go back.
But he said
like
that to me before, like, yo, that's too, I'm like, you looking like, at it?
Nah. That might have been like a chick picture or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Bro, you know, if you're scrolling on a girl IG, you don't want to like a picture from too long ago, because if you like it from too long ago, you know what they going to think. Not that you was lurking like, damn, I ain't look good in a minute.
I ain't never even think of that.
Yeah, bro. You like a girl picture from a long time ago? She like, damn, I must not be looking
at a girl. Glass half empty. I would have assumed she would believe, wow, he's that interested. He went that many years back checking on all my various looks.
Speaking of girls, what's up with like at the DLX gym, I've seen footage where it's like, a lot of girls all around the ring and like y'all in there sparring in front of all the girls. I don't know if they just bringing the girls in to watch y'all.
Nah, they take field trips. What y'all doing, Sam? You bring the girls to school? What y'all doing?
Nah, it was a sparring event over there.
Okay.
And I wasn't even supposed to spar. I was just chilling on the side.
Mind you stopped somebody that day, but.
And then I guess he called me out. So I was like, okay, I'll put myself on. And then what happened. So, yeah.
he did it to him that day.
That's funny, man. So where'd all the girls come from?
They came from Bishop Gorman and Sierra Vista High School.
So the schools were money.
Oh, so the schools knew that you guys were going to spar and the kids just showed up after school.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like all girls, though.
That was dope.
Yo, where was you at that you met Ice Ware Vezo?
That was at the Fight at Virgin Hotels.
Oh, okay.
So you were born and raised in Las Vegas?
I was born in Utah, raised out here.
Okay.
How old were you when you moved out here?
I was about 5, 6.
And so did your dad move here because of boxing or really?
Start boxing.
When he was jumping rope, his dad was the one in the background sitting on the ringside with the phone in his hand.
Okay.
Probably a timer or something, I'm assuming.
Okay. Oh, man, that's crazy. So did your dad, was your dad ever involved in boxing? Or?
Yeah, he used to box when he was younger, and then he's a big fan of boxing. He got me into it, and he's just been coaching me since I was.
How'd you pick it up?
My dad, he introduced me to it since day one, and we just.
What was that introduction like? What did he show you? Was it a movie? Were you just, did he just show you, like,
a
pad
fight?
Work? Like, how, what was it?
Actually, we used to watch like Cashflow and them on Mayweather.
Okay.
Before I ever came out to Vegas, and we used to see them, and they used to tell me, "Oh, you're gonna be sparring them one day." And then we came to Vegas, and then he took me to the gym.
But wait, when you're watching Cashflow, you've never fought, and he just says you're gonna spar him one day.
Yeah.
Okay, so your dad wanted you to fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we came to Vegas, took me to the gyms, we started training, took off running, and then just from there on.
So how did you start to like it, then love it? Because obviously this sounds like your dad pushed you in this direction. What made you fall in love with it?
Well, I loved it from the first day, you know, and then after training, then I got my first belt. I actually got two belts that day. I got a fight of the night, and then I won the tournament. So, you know, I knew from then on I was going to be something good, and I just put 100% to it.
So the hard work of the sport never turned you away, like the running, the push-ups, none of that so early on? Because you looked small in those videos.
Yeah, I was small, but my dad always just helped motivate me and just keep me focused. And I always knew in my mind that it's going to pay off one day.
So now you're a little bit older, right? But we just had an amateur fighter in here who
9 years old.
9 years old, right?
Uzziah Vasquez.
And we asked him, and his dad was in here, and we like, how do we know he's going to continue boxing? Because, you know, with a lot of fighters, they either lose love, they lose focus, they get caught up in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Choose another sport. Fall in love.
But, you know, in boxing, it's almost like just because you're a great amateur – one doesn't mean you're going to be a great pro, and two doesn't even mean you're going to turn pro. So I guess with us is how do we know that this is your dream and not, you know, somebody else's, or maybe that, you know, you're not feeling it?
Well, because if I was going to stop, I would have been done it a long time ago, especially when that break, I would have never even put in the effort to come back, because I had to put in a lot of hard work to get back to where I'm at now. So, you know, I wouldn't have went through all that if I was going to just give up on the dream. I know what I want to be. I know where I want to go with this.
Who do you like to watch today? What fighter is actively fighting that you enjoy watching?
Errol Spence, and I like Tank a lot. Shakur, I like his distance. He's a real smart boxer. Who else do I like watching? Anthony Joshua. I like Anthony Joshua. That's my guy.
You think he beat Usyk in a rematch?
Yeah, I do.
Hmm.
I got to go with my guy, AJ.
So, I mean, I'm sure you saw the first fight, given that that's your guy and that you think he wins the rematch. What changes does he need to do? Because I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Let your hands go.
Yeah,
so you being the boxer, though, what improvements or changes would you like to see in that rematch?
Definitely don't be so gun-shy. Let his hands go. Use his size more and just fight a smarter fight. Try to make it a dog fight, really.
What you think, Ness?
I agree. That's what I was screaming at the television the first time around. I didn't know why he was trying to box the smaller man. But again, I'm not the fighter. You know, sometimes, you know, the smaller man can put a number on the bigger man, Tank versus Barrios. But I like to believe it should be Fundora versus Lubin, because you're taller. You know, take advantage of your advantages.
But I know we got some questions from the people right now.
Yeah, we do. But I wanted to ask, so do you have to buy your own TMT stuff, or does Floyd just give you a whole duffel bag?
I bought a few of them, but he definitely takes care of me.
That's good. You know? It's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, so we got some questions. It looks like Young Tigre in San Antonio says, good luck on your career, champ. Out of the three undisputed champions, who's the best one in your opinion? Charlo, Josh Taylor, or Canelo?
Right now, I'd probably have to say Charlo.
Mm.
I think he looked really good that fight just now. I like his movement, you know, his counter punching. Great power puncher. I think he beats Canelo.
You know, the one thing...
Jermell, the 54-pounder.
They match up. Canelo is a welterweight. He's not that big. If they were to match up, I feel he beats Canelo.
But it's
Jermell,
like,
not the brother Jamal.
But it's, people say he's not that big, but he start, and you're right, but it's like if he's not that big and he started his career at 40, why have only two men been able to, you get what I'm saying, to figure him out?
Uzi fought though.
I mean, what? Oh, no, man. Not you. Not you, Kamel. You don't like none of the guys he fought?
He's fought good people, Lara. He's fought some good people. I'm not
Jacobs?
Jacobs, yeah.
Oh, but he said, yeah.
If
you
he fights
really...
somebody with real skill, a good boxer,
all right, so,
like Floyd, Bivol, Charlo, I feel he doesn't win.
Oh, wow.
Charlo barely used his jab in his last fight. Bivol used the hell out of his jab.
Okay, yeah.
And Bivol was doing 1-2-1 to keep Canelo away from that left hook to the body or to the head. He didn't want to get counted. He rarely did 1-2-3 because then you hook him with a hooker.
And Canelo, you know, it was a clear loss, but he did land that left hook a couple times. And I'm just like, all
but
right.
I loved
that
it.
Was early, though. But, yeah, obviously Bivol took over and dominated. I disagree, champ.
I love his opinion,
and I
though.
Disagree. I do love the opinion. I just it's not that simple, right? If it was simple, that, bro, come on. How many cats would have figured him out? Like, my man started his career at 40.
What about Callum Smith? You didn't like that fight?
The 7-foot.
He wouldn't throw no punches.
Got his arm bust.
Yeah.
But
he tried to do the same thing to Bivol, but.
That it didn't work
bigger.
Out. Yeah, it didn't work out. And I think Bivol was able to tolerate the punches more. Like,
of course, but like, but he showed. Did you see the video?
His bruise. Yeah.
But it wasn't
that's
enough.
Crazy.
It wasn't enough to win. Like in the Callum Smith fight.
Yeah, but that's because Canelo was doing one shot at a time, right? Yeah. He should have did more. We know him for combination. And he was one shot. It's like, nah, man, you got to get busy in there. But I love it, man. I love
so,
it.
So for you to
Jermell,
say.
Jermell. I want Jermell. So. So as the undisputed champion, you want him to move up to 68 and fight Canelo for all the belts, or you want Canelo to give him a catchweight? Because you know he's only at 54. I want to hear this, because let me tell you, my audience hates if I say someone should move up, like if Jermell should move up to fight Gennady. Oh, Ness, you want him to lose? I want you to be great. People that move up, they being great.
Yeah. I feel, is Canelo going to do a rematch with Bivol?
So he say.
But we don't even know.
You think he should stay away?
We don't even know what weight, too, because they were talking about 68, and then Bivol's like, which, let's keep in mind, Bivol's team had before the fight have said, we'll go to 68 for that fight. So now they're like, well, we don't know if we can make 68. So I don't know. I don't know if it happens. And if it does, we don't know if it happens next. You know, we don't know if it happens
next. Would you advise him to take the rematch?
Yeah, most definitely. For all the belts, he got to do that.
No. Remember, that fight was at 75 for Bivol's belt.
Oh, yeah.
So if they can negotiate that Bivol now comes down and challenges Canelo for undisputed for his belts, then I see what you're saying. But if that's not the case, he would have to rematch at 75 for Bivol's belt. Would you still advise him to go to 75 and do it again, try it again?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd advise that. I wouldn't advise Bivol coming down. That's too risky for Canelo.
Hmm. All right.
Like, you saying it's too risky for Bivol to do that, or it's too risky for Canelo? So, if you're Bivol, why care? Because you said you wouldn't advise Bivol. Like, it shouldn't matter, right? If you're Team Bivol and you think you have an advantage over Canelo at 68, why not go down and win and become undisputed?
I don't think Canelo takes that fight.
At 68?
I don't think he takes that.
I think he takes it at 68 before 75.
Because you think he thinks he's weight draining.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be their thought, because even though, because they're like, even if somebody says, well, he's a small light heavy, and Bivol's team's been saying he could have been making 68, even if that is the case, yo, you've been fighting at your weight your entire career, let me bring you down. And it is enticing, because undisputed, something.
Yeah, it is all the belts.
And it's belts that, in a division that Bivol has never...
Which would make him pound for pound, because now he's a champ in two divisions. But I got some more questions for you. Coming from Compton, Duel Ingram says, what's your biggest distraction at this age? Is it girls, possibilities, school, food?
Probably food.
What's your go-to meal?
I like some steak
with
maybe some potatoes on the side.
Okay.
What else?
What's your snack?
Snack? I like Oreos.
We got Ruin of 504. That's New Orleans. He says, what interests you outside of boxing?
Outside of boxing, I like to play basketball.
Okay.
Football. I like video games.
What video games?
Hold on. Before, are you an Xbox or PlayStation guy?
I got both, but probably PlayStation. Yeah.
All right.
I'm so glad Xbox is dying. I don't know why people used to even play.
Now,
I don't know
that it's dying, bro. A lot of people.
It is not dying.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of my friends, like, I don't game at all, but a lot of my friends, they got it.
I don't know. I feel like the PS5 is, like, exclusive. Not everybody can get it, and if you have it, it's like, oh, you got one. Yeah.
There's no games for it, though. That's the problem. There's nothing being made currently for it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As somebody from the games industry, I can tell you that much.
So it's not like, I had like a PS3, way back when. So it's not like the PS3 where you could put the PS2 games in it?
I'm sure you can. I don't remember quite off the top of my head if you can do backwards compatibility fully with the PS5. I don't see why not. But there's like with the Xbox, they're making new games like for the newer consoles. PS5, I think they're still working on making newer games for it.
Mm. That's crazy, because hasn't that been out 2 years already? Sad.
Yeah.
How many games you got for your PS5?
I don't got PS5.
Oh, no?
No.
You Xbox?
No, I got PS4.
Oh, okay. PS4.
I got.
Oh, you couldn't get one? It's hard to get, right? No. My son just got one, and it was like 2-3 months ago.
So when
just got it.
I'm curious, though. Did he have to pay a buffet?
No, and that's why. He just kept waiting until he found one. He got some sort of app that gave him an alert, and he went to the store.
I bought two.
Damn, I resold them.
I resold them, bro.
You're a little hustler.
Resold them. Bro,
how much you resell for?
$900.
And you paid?
I paid $13 for both.
Okay.
I paid $13 for both. resold them 900 a piece. Because it's like, I don't
we?
Get...
Damn, you split the profit?
No, I said resold.
Oh, my bad.
Resold for 900 a piece. But yeah, no, definitely hard to come across. It was almost like...
You got to tell Floyd to get you in, man.
It was almost like the shoe market. I see you got the foams on, which foams, I feel like that's my time.
Oh,
and
yeah, my daughter
my
loves those.
It was almost like the it's almost like the shoe market, bro. It's like resale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, you could sell a PS5 on StockX? Like, I thought this was for shoes.
Yeah, stay away from StockX. But we got another one from Brandon in Houston. It says, with of the top? I don't know. I guess he meant maybe with all the top U.S. amateurs seeming to all be signing with Top Rank, do you want to do the same, or do you have a promotional company you have in mind already? Brandon and Houston, you got the hat on, right?
I mean, I got to stay with who's been true to me, who's been loyal, who's treated me good. Well, we'll see in the future, but I definitely know where I want to go.
There we go.
I feel like you're 17, right?
15.
15, wow. So I feel like maybe this is a question for Dad, but I'm going to put it out there. I know Dad is he in the green room. Oh, he's not here today. Fudge. All right, well, he'll hear it on a playback because, and I'll take your answer, and maybe you guys can talk about it here. I mean, I know you want to go Floyd route, but what about you just seen, I know you seen your man Tank tweeting that
yeah,
he's pretty much good. Done with TMT after this fight.
I mean, we'll have to see what he does after this fight.
Oh, you don't believe it?
No.
Ah, I love it. Yo, it's funny because we said that too. Like, is he hyping the fight? Is this real? You know, they've been here before too. Like, before the Pedraza, oh, they set me up. All of a sudden, he beats Pedraza, and now he's the Michael Jackson of boxing and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, strange. I like this kid. He's smart. I think he might stay himself. So your prediction is he re-signs to TMT or to Mayweather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would you like to see him fight? And who do you think gives him the toughest fight?
Tank, I think probably at 130, Shakur gives him his toughest fight. I want to see him fight Lomachenko. I think he beats Loma. I think he probably sleeps Loma.
Wow. What about Devin Haney, Tank, 135. You seem, as little as you are in those videos, you might have been in the gym when they sparred.
I might have been there.
I love it.
I got Tank, though.
Wow. Over the boxer.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a boxer or a puncher?
I could do both. I consider myself maybe a boxer. I'm a better boxer than a puncher.
Wow, and you're still picking the puncher over the boxer.
Tank's a boxer too, though.
That's what they say. He rarely has to show it. I mean, he showed it a little in the Isak Cruz fight. I feel like
he did,
and that was because of the hand injury.
Yeah.
He definitely showed it in the Isak Cruz fight, and you know, to me, that was like people criticized Tank in that fight, but to me, that's what I've heard for years. Coach Calvin say, "Oh yeah, we'll use it when we have to," and I'm like, "Bro, when the fuck are y'all gonna have to?" Because it's like,
you know, he's 15, right? You just keep letting him off. His mom probably like, "What's wrong with this guy?"
I apologize.
Jesus, sorry,
but,
mom.
I'm sorry. But yeah, so it was like I like that he did, and he was able to show that in that fight. But I mean, he's been in there with Tank, so you know.
So he's heard everything.
No, he's
trained at TMT. He's heard everything at the doghouse.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the doghouse. I'm sure you've heard and seen it all. Huh?
So let me ask you, you've gotten to see Floyd work.
Yeah.
All right. So, because it feels like Tank might be the new Floyd, not in defensive skill or even boxing skill, but like when we speak to people, they're like, Tank's the one. Tank's that good. Tank can be a welterweight. Tank can knock out this one.
Not just that, but I think his ability to attract people. I mean, I'm sure you've been to a Tank fight, right?
Yeah, I have.
Man, Tank fights are, it's like Black Hollywood. It's just a who's who. Everybody's dressed to impress. People flying out from all over the place. You know, he really reaches out to the casual audience here in America.
So my question is, you've gotten to see them both work, spar, shadow box, train. Like, do you think he's a what we call in boxing, what, a generational talent?
To where, you know, we only going to see him like Floyd was a generation talent to where it's like he only comes once every 15, 20 years. Do you think Tank is that special?
Yeah, we could say that. I think so.
Okay.
He's very skilled, amazing power, and he's a dog. I feel like you could say that.
And the Ryan Garcia fight, does he beat Tank?
No.
No?
I think if Isak Cruz fights Ryan, he wins.
Oh, wow.
Isak wins? Yeah.
So if Ryan beats Cruz, he impresses you?
Yeah.
You don't think he'll win?
No.
At all?
No.
Oh, wow.
I think he gets stopped within 8.
What? Cruz is very short.
Look,
and Ryan is a counterpuncher, especially with that left.
Nah.
Ah, I love it. I love it. Stick to your guns, man.
What'd you think of the – did you watch the Ryan and Togo fight?
Yeah, I did. I don't think Ryan did nothing too impressive. He hurt him that one time, but he didn't really do nothing with it.
What do you think he could have did better?
He could have went to the body more, definitely used his jab better. Try to work his counters and just look for better open shots, more cleaner shots.
Yeah, I think maybe using the jab would have helped him.
Let me ask
that ring.
If you were Crawford or Earl, would you fight Boots?
Yeah.
You wouldn't move up. Like if you're Crawford, you don't want the Earl fight. You would fight Boots.
Well, no, I'd probably fight Earl first and then Boots.
Now, what about the fact that Crawford's been saying, I want to beat Earl and then stop his cheerleader, Jermell, who you think can beat Canelo?
That'd be a good fight. I'd like to see that one. I don't know. Crawford's strong, but I don't think he beats Spence.
Wow.
I don't think he beats Spence.
So he definitely doesn't beat Mel, in your opinion?
No.
Okay. And if you were Earl, would you fight Boots? And how? Because obviously the world wants you to fight Crawford.
No, I'd probably fight Crawford. That's the fight that everybody wants to see.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest fight,
yeah.
Of the whole year, probably next 5 years.
Now, Earl has been saying, you know, it's Crawford, then 154. Do you think he should give Boots an opportunity if he beats Crawford?
Yeah, I think Boots deserves a shot. He's nice with it. I like Boots a lot, but I want to see him fight somebody good first.
Wow.
Like, actually a good person.
A top guy.
Yeah. Who's a good person, in your opinion?
At that weight?
147.
Let's see.
Outside of Bud and Arrow, you know, because obviously that's the undisputed fight. That's the fight everybody wants to see. But outside of those two names.
Porter's retired.
Thurman.
Toad.
Yeah, Thurman. Boots and Thurman. I like to see that. Boots would get that.
You see Boots posted that too, right? He posted a fight poster of him and Thurman on his let me pull that up. But yeah. I like that fight.
I don't like that fight. My man Thurman, he need another get back. He ain't look as dominant. See, I told him don't take that damn Tank fight. I mean Barrios fight, because Tank beat him and stopped Barrios. Now you fight him and you ain't even stopping him. If you don't first, so it's pressure. I gotta stop him because little ass Tank stopped him. I don't stop him. I look back and little ass Tank stopped him. So it's like, ugh.
How do you think that fight plays out? Because, shit, Ness, I feel like you're the originator of that fight being spoke about.
Which one?
Tank and Thurman, no?
I love that fight.
What do you think of that fight?
I love that fight. Welterweight, though.
Tank gonna struggle.
Oh, Tank gonna struggle?
I think in the later rounds, he might catch Thurman. He'll struggle, though.
Because Thurman's a good mover. Yeah, I like this kid knows his boxing. But you did say that Ennis will stop Thurman, you're saying. I think he's too big, man. He looked big Saturday night.
No. Have you seen him in person?
Of course.
Yeah, bro. Boots in person? Let me tell you, after the fight, because fight week, of course, you cut and weigh.
No,
I've
seen him in Atlanta when he had no fight. He was huge.
Yeah.
He's like a 160.
Can I get a quick
remember, he sparred Damon Nicholson.
Bow. And this is on Jerron Boots and his page. He posted this last night, 15 hours ago.
That ain't even Thurman, man.
Thurman's right here on the right.
That ain't even Thurman, man.
You know?
That's a fake picture of Thurman.
That's Thurman right here. Was this when he got dropped against Pacquiao? Maybe. But yeah, that's Thurman right there. Pretty
that's
sure.
Crazy. If Thurman take that fight, that's crazy, because the world don't even respect Thurman. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how boxing is, man. I hope you're prepared for that. Like, Thurman only lost to Manny Pacquiao, and the world think he's done.
So let me ask you this. Where would you who would you rank higher in the welterweight rankings? Boots right now or Thurman right now?
Boots.
Yeah, Boots.
He's active, man. Thurman ain't – Boots is active and dominant. You know, Thurman is inactive and looking shaky. That's why I don't even think that's the fight for Boots. Like, what you going to show me by beating Thurman that you know how to beat a dude that was coming off a two-year layoff and a
– I mean – definitely would be the biggest name on his resume, right?
Yeah, but
a former unified
name
champion,
building name
coming
building,
off of a win.
I hear you, but name building and fighting somebody good, like he said, is two different things. Yes, Thurman's good, but is he at 100% right now? But going back to Duel Ingram, he says, when you make it, what's the first thing you want to do with your money?
Take care of my pops. Just you know, repay him for everything he did for me. Take care of my family, then probably invest in some stuff.
Amen,
maybe,
man.
Some apartment complexes, something like that.
Nice. I got the best dad ever in Baltimore. He says, big up to you, champ, all the way from B-More. We rocking with you. Drop your PSN name if you got a PS5. But no, you said PS4.
No, but
it's the
same.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, he want to play you.
Yeah, same as my Instagram, Carmel Mullen 1.
We got James Valdez in San Antonio, Texas says, does Cody Crowley have a chance against Boots? You know Cody? Oh, he's from out here. You've probably seen him.
I think I've seen him a few times.
He's from Canada, but he's been training out here for maybe 3 years now, right?
Yeah, something like that. 2.5, 3.
He just beat Josecito Lopez.
On the Errol Spence undercard, yeah.
Errol Spence undercard. Welterweight. I don't know. That's a tough fight for Cody. He was talking that big game, but then, you know, he started boxing Josecito. Imagine Boots. He's going to have to get on the back from the opening bell.
Yeah. Boots got some power, too. He going to have to really come if you want to beat Boots.
What do you think about those two stoppages? Because people say, oh, Boots hitting people behind the head. Did you see his two last knockouts?
Yeah. I was at the one before this.
DeLorme? Was that official to you, or you think that was?
That was a good knockout.
And this last one?
Shot. He hit him like right behind the ear. That's a good shot.
Yeah.
That's a good place shot. That's not behind the head.
And this last one from Saturday? Another Canadian, Castillo Clayton, he knocked out. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I seen it. That was like another one like behind the ear.
So you consider those good? Because I thought they were good too. I mean, but people are like, oh, Boots, you know, he's hitting people behind the head. You know, every time you win or lose, somebody got something to say. But those are all the questions that we have from the people. Anything else you have before we...
No, I just want to say thank you, bro. It's funny you said how you and your pops seen cash flow. And, you know, just like I've seen cash flow, you know, I got to see you, you know, grow up, bro. I'm telling you, I was shocked when you walked in because it's like I ain't seen... I'm still used to, you know, the little kids. So I just want to say thank you, bro, for coming. And, you know, can't wait to see more of you for sure.
Yeah, man, just keep doing what you're doing so that you can live up to everyone's expectations. You know, like we said, man, we lose a lot of kids for different reasons, and they don't make it to where you're definitely destined to go. So just keep at it, man. Give out your social media if anybody that isn't following you can do so. And once again, we want to thank you, and we're going to go ahead and take this picture with you.
Follow me on Instagram, Carmel Moton 1, CurmelMoton1.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll take this quick picture with Carmel Moton and come back from the intermission.
Yes, sir.
When Benavides gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Carlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of
them. Canelo, hell of a fight, man. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavidez.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavidez.
Yo,
this wasn't right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love.
Order, and now Benavidez unloading.
I got a lot of power too, and I go punches and munches, and I don't get tired.
Through the jab, leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat Charlo tomorrow too.
The big Charlo want to get it too?
So Charlo would be the alternative?
He don't want to get in the ring with me, because he's a pussy, that's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've never liked Caleb Plant. It's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant. At the end of the day, I'm not no loose friend. I don't want to be no loose friend. I'm here to knock people out. If you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name.
In this game, it really is kill or be killed. You know, it's either you or me, and I pick me all the time.
Finish him. NSCS promotion.
I'm the Boogeyman. And I'm coming in to get you.
When Benavides gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavides.
I'm the Boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Charlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, hell of a fight. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavides.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavides.
Yo, he's a beast.
Brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
Oh, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, we have so many people there. We want to thank everybody, obviously, for joining us. And we do have a special announcement. So we made a few announcements earlier. Okay, so one thing I want to get off my chest is, obviously, I need you to head on over to the Nestor Gibbs channel. I'm going to be airing a brand new episode on a new project that I am doing. It's called Cut It with Nestor Gibbs. My first episode.
It's a working title.
It is a working title.
The title's a working title.
Well, the name of the show is a working title. Yeah, we can definitely screen share the channel in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 so that you know what it looks like when you land there. It is Nestor Gibbs. My first episode is going to air May 24th, that's next week. Go ahead and subscribe and click the notification bell. Set your reminder. My first guest is Jamie Villamore. She is the gun-shooting supermodel that was an amazing guest, has over 1.4 million followers on Instagram and lives a amazing life.
Very unique life. I was very impressed and entertained by the show now, so I'm excited for it to finally air.
I know. I'm nervous because then you got to hear the feedback, but I am looking forward to that feedback as, again, this is a new venture for me. Outside of that, we have a East Landry Laura glove, nice and signed, to continue to do daily raffles and giveaways.
But we also have an Eddie Slandy Lara autograph Shoe Palace hat.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Shoe Palace and shout out to Eddie Slandy as well for
being able
to give us something to give back to you, the people.
Make sure you follow Laura on Instagram. And also, I want to remind you that we're going to be doing polls to get our Callers of the Month, Super Chatters of the Month, Pound for Pound Supporters of the Month, and those people will be given rewards absolutely free. We'll be shipping them out. So not only are we doing raffles, but we're also going to be doing giveaways to specifically the most impactful callers and commenters, Super Chatters. You know who you are. If you've been making waves, well, then it's time for you to have your day. And I believe the last announcement is we're going to do a hard stop. We're not taking any calls. Unfortunately, we got the call. We have to drive now 4 hours to California to the gym of Robert Garcia. And yeah, TBV road work. You know how it goes, man. So we are canceling our 8 o'clock interview. And yeah, we're out.
Peace. Catch us tomorrow on the next one.
Make sure there's no super chat.
While you do that, just remind everybody, tomorrow morning, just like every weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, want to remind everybody that We will be doing a live fight chat for the David Benavidez, David
Lemieux.
There's
actually a lot of fights this week. It's probably going to be more than Lemieux because there's a big ESPN card. That dude that was supposed to fight Andre is fighting Diggum. And then there's some decent undercards on those ESPN fights.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Diggum and John Beck is main event with Jamel Herring.
I got to see who's on the undercard. I don't have time to show you. I do want to get to these super chats before we go. Looks like Era Zestro says, good morning, TBV. Glad Danny is giving my boy Akhmaladaliev some credit. He's going to be an issue going to 126 and 130. That is a $10 super chat. You can spin it? Oh, you're the man.
Let's see.
All right. So you,
Era, you need to send another $5 to be entered into the Yoelvis Gomez autograph.
Oh, we also got a Jesus Ramo glove.
We do, yes, indeed.
We also got a Jesus Ramo undefeated 54-pounder going to be going into the ring versus Luke Santamaria.
Next Saturday, May 28th, live on the Gervonta Davis, Rolly Romero Showtime pay-per-view card from the Barclays Center, so don't want to miss that.
So just remember, man, every day, every week, we're giving out autograph gloves, autograph hats, shirts. We're doing the best we can. We got keychains. So keep rocking out with us. I got high and low sports sense, but a $2 super chat says the boxing voice is more.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, high and low.
And then we got Cameron Russell that says, DB, chances to force mandatory versus Saul. Dimitri Bivol, free David Benavidez belt. WBC, spin that wheel, son. $20. Bo or you.
Another one. Oh.
Yeah, so the we are catching up on the super chats. Era did send the five.
So Era's into the Yoelvis entry. And then we got Cameron Russell, who you just seen. And right. Now we have – does he get another spin? What was that he landed on? Oh, the glove. Okay, so we got Kenichi Bear. And he says – this was for Cremel. Sorry, sir. He says, hey, Cremel, how did it feel winning a national tournament after such a long layoff? Were you more nervous than before? Future world champ, Panda Bear Emoji, Panda Bear. Sorry, brother. Sorry. Usually you got to put it on our Patreon page where we ask the questions from there. We got Leandre. He says, have you heard from Bill Haney? They say his visa got denied. I have not.
Say what?
I have not heard from Bill Haney. CYP, end us with your counterpunch. We're going to be late. How late you think we get? Let me check the
voice. You know, you make this quick. Y'all hear?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, I was checking the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame says this. Being undisputed is greater than moving up weight classes, and selection of opponents is greater than moving up weight classes. So if you really want to dare to be great, get that undisputed first, and if you can't be undisputed, fight the toughest competitions you could possibly fight. That daring to be great by moving up shit, that's just a narrative, man. CYP out.
We do appreciate it.
All right. We are out. Nesta Gibbs, TikTok, Nesta Gibbs, YouTube channel. Catch my first episode May 24th. Your support is definitely appreciated, and the feedback even more. You can also help us with direction on where we're going. But and I mean by next guest. But yeah, Instagram and Twitter, Ness GTO.
Greenwald Danny.
Bo Mason _ TVV IG.
Make sure to subscribe. We out. Catch us tomorrow morning.
We'll get there by 11.